Truck drivers, what's next? Fear or satisfaction? For most drivers, that's a troubling question, with shutdowns, inconsistent paychecks, and dead-end jobs. For Schneider drivers, that's an exciting question, with stable jobs and endless opportunities, including new dedicated accounts starting every month. The most important question, what's next for you? Be confident with a stable job and endless opportunity at Schneider. Find your next job with an easy zip code search at schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com.
In this new work-at-home environment, the Score is there for you.
Frank is in Bridgeport.
Good to hear some sports talking about all this stuff.
I just want to thank you for what you do.
Hello, Freddie. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you for doing what you do. Just listening to you talk sports.
We are Chicago's number one sports station, 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score! Top of the hour is being brought to you by Santana Energy Services. Visit SantanaEnergyServices.com. Rick Damkamp, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Where did Jimmy Graham start his career at?
New Orleans.
Weren't we just saying this yesterday? We were just talking about this yesterday with Teddy Bridgewater. How the scouting of Ryan Pace seems to start and stop with, has he been a New Orleans Saint? Did I run into him in the hallway? Does he know someone that I know from the New Orleans Saints? Because if not, I can't mess with him.
Robert Quinn. Who was he drafted by?
Did Mickey Loomis draft him?
No, but he was drafted by the Rams.
Oh, yeah.
In the same division. Oh. So the Saints saw him twice a year.
You know what that means? That Pace probably scouted him. He was probably doing the... See, it all comes back to the Saints.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We have a lot of stuff to do today. We got a bunch of great guests that are going to be on the show. We'll talk about some of the stuff that's happening in the NFL and the possibilities of the Bears trading for Cam Newton before he becomes a free agent. We'll try and figure out their quarterback situation. If there's any breaking news, we will get to it. Here's our plan today. People have been craving stuff to watch that is connected to sports. Because you don't have live sports, you're looking for anything that has a sports connection. Well, guess what? I got two documentarians on the show today for stuff that is new and you can easily find. And one of them is on the place that I work when I'm not here, NBC Sports Chicago. Which leads me to our first guest on the show. Tonight on NBC Sports Chicago at 6:30 tonight. You know what today is the anniversary of. I'm back. That fax. And if you're so young that you don't know what a fax is, it was a way of telecommunicating before we had the internet. It's still, I think, the way that they do your college stuff, like your letter of intent, I still think has to go through a fax machine. But 25 years ago, Michael Jordan decided that he was going to be back from playing baseball to play basketball. There's a documentary tonight, 6:30 on NBC Sports Chicago, that takes you through all of that. So there's something to put on your calendar for tonight. One of the producers of this documentary is our friend, Ryan McGuffey. You hear him a lot on the Sox Talk podcast, and he sometimes comes and hangs out with us. He joins me now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park has 500 new and used vehicles for you to choose from. Guff, how are you, sir?
Maintaining, pal. Probably like everybody else, maintaining. So, yeah, doing well. Thank you.
You are working very hard to make sure that this documentary got out. So I'm curious because this was, I didn't even know that this was happening, and I worked there.
Right.
So walk me through why you guys wanted to do a documentary on the I'm Back facts.
Well, I mean, I wanted to do something. I kind of had to stay targeted, honestly, as far back as May. I usually try to kind of look at anniversaries as the calendar turns into a new year. It's like, okay, what are we at? 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years. This fax was such a I don't want to say the facts. I mean, that whole sports moment, I mean, it's one of those things I guarantee, Lawrence, you could do this. You close your eyes and go back to March 18th, 1995 at the snap of a finger. Because I can. I'm sure you can. I remember Sunday morning, the game of the week used to be on NBC, for those who don't remember that, making sure, like, I did, you know, I was a junior in high school, I think, so there was like a non-negotiable agreement I had with my mom that I had to be in front of the TV for the John Tesh Open. But this was an important one. Anytime it's Michael Jordan related, you know, it resonates coast to coast. And this was something that I kind of earmarked. And it's been, we're going to use it in multiple ways across platforms, not just at NBC Sports Chicago, but NBC Sports, the regional networks all the way in Stamford, Connecticut. There's a lot of different ways this thing's being pulled. But what we're going through right now, not just as a nation, but as a whole, with everyone kind of in limbo, and you mentioned starving for content, you know, there was kind of a push that said, hey, like, originally today, just full disclosure, was going to be a online feature and to be paired with Jack Silverstein's really good in-depth piece. If you haven't checked that out on NBCSportsChicago.com, you should. And then, you know, over the last 48 hours, there's been a lot of talk and a lot of ramp up, like, hey, look, we're going to be doing these 96 Bulls Classics games. We have the perfect lead-in if we can make this show. And people are definitely, you know, they're starving, as you mentioned. And that's kind of how it all came about. I mean, I think a lot of this coronavirus stuff kind of led to it being a film that has, over the last 24 hours, really, you know, taken a lot of stress levels to a few different people. To new spots. But I mean, what are we really stressed about, honestly, is what we're all going through. It's Michael Jordan. Should be something that people have fun with, because, you know, it's the GOAT. I mean, not just basketball, but, you know, athletes ever.
6:30 tonight, NBC Sports Chicago. I'm back. The facts that Michael Jordan sent, a whole documentary on it being done by NBC Sports Chicago. So how late were you still editing this final product?
It's still being... There's some I's being dotted right now. If you want, I mean, let's be like, I'm being honest with you. There's some I's being dotted, T's being crossed, but it's done. Matt Buckman, who I've worked with hand in hand on this project, we've gone all over the place and got some people to share their stories on this. I think his passion for it is certainly equal to, if not greater than mine, which is saying something. And he's certainly been he's been awesome in this whole process. You know, shout out to the interviews he's been working with. It's been interesting to work collaboratively, but not next to each other.
Right.
That includes Sarah Lauk. I mean, the three of us have been on a lot of three-way calls and FaceTimes and a lot of approval of links. That's been a new world for us, and challenging at times. But, you know, I just feel like at this, like, there's some gamer. You know, I think Matt Buckman's a gamer. Sarah Lauk is in this stage of the game. It's like, either like there's a minute left in the game and you want these people working on it. It's 99.999% done. Kind of like Michael Jordan at a press conference, you know, leaving the door open.
Leaving the door open indeed. And you're right. Like, I'm in college, and it's a weird thing to explain to people about consumption of basketball back then,
right?
And how much we look forward to it. I heard John Tesh actually do an interview with Lebatard about Round Ball Rock. And he was explaining how, he has the theme, but the thing that used to always give me goosebumps was the lead-in to Round Ball Rock, the little NBC little production piece that leads in, where the peacock comes on the screen and it feels really big. So trying to explain that to people who get basketball on a nightly basis on demand, it can be a difficult thing. But once that fax comes in, and I was a Scottie Pippen guy, like, Scottie was my guy. So the year and a half where Scottie's in charge of the Bulls, like, I loved it. But that moment when Mike lets everyone know that he's coming back, it felt like everything opened back up for the possibilities of the Bulls being not just a team to win the championship, but a dynasty again.
Yeah, I mean, and look, it did. And there was rumors that Jordan was only coming back if Pippen was on the team and BJ was on the team, and that was a time when Phil was saying, hey, I want all of these guys who are part of this gone. There's a lot of different variables there. Obviously, in a half hour, we don't get into all of that, but once I think a lot of people forget this, too, and this is something that we get into a little bit. The timing of the decision, not just for the Chicago Bulls and for Michael Jordan, was as important as anything else. You had Major League Baseball on strike, which obviously affected and impacted Jordan because he was playing with the White Sox in the minor leagues. The NHL was on strike. And then we're in the middle of this, like, crazy, never-seen-before O.J. Simpson trial. So in a way, like, O.J. was kind of sports – I mean, it was sports-related, let's be honest. There was race ties to it. So you had – sports were at a really weird crossroads in March of 1995. It just you left a bitter taste in your mouth, especially in Chicago, the way the White Sox were in 94. There was just kind of this – There's a void in a different way that we're feeling right now. Like, this is kind of like a band of brothers. We're all in this together. Back then, it was kind of like, well, these guys are greedy. Everyone's complaining about money. And then Michael Jordan saves the day by coming in with this two-word fax. And we get into a little bit of that about the timing of it and why that mattered and why it mattered for Michael. And his former agent, David Falk, elaborates on that. Tim Grover, his trainer, gives a great guide about why that mattered at that time for Michael. So it's interesting because faxes are so outdated, and the game of the week, as you were talking about, there's every game every night at your fingertips, at your mobile, on, you know, Hulu, Xfinity, however you consume your sports, it's all there for you. Whatever time you want to see a tip off, it's there. But that Sunday game of the week was such a thing, as you mentioned. That's why that open was so powerful. And then, like, the little 60-second Bob Costas narrated part before the open was just as powerful. And you're going to see a little bit of John Tesh, the round ball rock, and a little bit of that pre-narrated open that we're talking about to kind of give you those goosebumps again tonight.
Oh, I love it. I'm back. 6:30 tonight on NBC Sports Chicago, delving into the 25th anniversary of Michael Jordan coming back to basketball. You've mentioned a couple of names of people that are in this documentary, Guff. Who else is in it that would interest a Bulls fan?
Yeah, Tony Kukoc, who after his interview, I was so blown away. Even the Bulls said that they were not sure that they'd ever heard Tony Kukoc give an interview that great. Horace Grant is in it. We have this interesting little kind of stone that we tease you with and turn over that will be elaborated on later with the Golden State Warriors kind of crew in the 1994-95 season with Tim Hardaway, Chris Mullin. Rod Higgins plays a role in this. Had a 1.5-year stint with the Bulls, but a very close friend of Michael Jordan, and he's very good in this. I mentioned Tim Grover, obviously. LeBron, we have people from LeBron James and Glenn Wright, Marchie and Greco and Sylvie from.
You can say 1,000. Don't be mad.
Yeah, look, we're all in this together.
Yeah, so Sylvie was covering the Bulls back then.
He was, and Gian Greco. There's some good perspective of guys who were covering the beat back then, and the video that matches their stories kind of gives you that goosebump feel. And I'll share one with you about Gian Greco chasing down, you know, it was kind of the humble aspect, and you get this. Sometimes you have to kind of chase these guys, pace yourself a little bit when you're sitting there running up to get a guy to talk to you. And at that point, there was helicopter shots. I mean, the newscast for those 7 to 10 days, every day was about Michael Jordan. And Gian Greco talks about running up to Michael Jordan and having him slam his microphone in a door. But the video that goes along with you see a 1995 Mark Gian Greco running up to Michael Jordan, and it just kind of puts you back in that craze of what it was like to cover that entire scene. So the video and the stories that go along with it, I feel, give you like it's a very quick 30 minutes. And sometimes people are like, oh my God, I want more. And trust me, I want more too. But it's a 30-minute show that just moves. And the video, I think, is just as powerful as some of the stories that go along with it.
Yeah, it's I'm so looking forward to it, man. I'm so happy that you all were able to get this done, because it's one of those things where, like, that would be a fun way to commemorate it. And it's a fun way for people to kind of get their sports fix. And I think that there's a history lesson in here for kind of news. Like, I'm looking forward to a guy like Tony Gill watching this because he was he born and was I don't even think he was yeah he was born he's he barely was. Born he's 2 years old at the time. He has no concept of what all this, and he's going to get to see all the people that he sees now covering the Bulls back then covering the Bulls.
Yeah, and you mentioned Tony. He made his way into the credits. He had some really good insight as to people whose voices might matter. And so even for a person who's learning, you know, who maybe Kobe Bryant is or Michael Jordan, they still had an interest. I mean, it's Michael Jordan. So everyone has an interest. You just can't put yourself there if you actually didn't live it. And that's kind of that's part of this. Literally a generation's passed since that fact went out. I mean, the fact that we're talking about facts, people who are in their 20s are just like, what are you talking about? And that's why this matters. It's not just about Michael Jordan. It matters because of the impact of a moment in a two-word piece of paper that could be so powerful that it turns a world kind of, and not just a nation, a world, you know, upside down. I mean, Michael Jordan is as important of an athlete that ever stepped foot on this earth. And I think that's why, that's another reason. And we've talked about this in the past, Lawrence, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, perspective changes as you get, you know, more distant from that actual experience. And I think you see that some of it today. I mean, we don't live, like, especially now, like, it's such a, I kind of understand what Boston's going through today with Tom Brady. I mean, they're losing their version of Michael Jordan that they'll never see again. And we live that. It just happened to be 25 years ago. So that's what we're going to do tonight. And I think by having the 1996 Classic games on our air every other night for the next month, this is a perfect bookend to kind of start you off and, you know, cap off your night. So if you miss it at 6:30, 9:30 tonight, it will also air after our first game of our 1996 Bulls playoff wins Classic game. So you have two chances tonight. It will re-air throughout as well. But, and also, at the bottom of the hour, there will be a sneak peek of a couple of minutes available on the My Teams app. So if you don't have the My Teams app, go download that My Teams app. You'll have about a 3 to 4 minute clip of the documentary that will air tonight. That is a sneak peek that has yet to be released.
Guff, thanks for working your ass off to get this done. I really appreciate it. As a Bulls fan, as someone who grew up in that era, I cannot wait for tonight, 6:30. I'm back. The documentary of the 25th anniversary of Michael Jordan coming back to basketball. Thank you, kind sir, for spending a few minutes with me.
Hey, Lawrence, be good, be safe, and I always appreciate you having me on to plug stuff. So hopefully you enjoy it, and hopefully everybody else out there stays safe.
Right on. That's Ryan McGuffey. He's one of the best producers in Chicago sports, period. You know, when I started out, before I even got to the score, I was working as an intern at Channel 9. In the sports department. We had Rich King on earlier in the week. So I worked for Rich and I worked for Dan Rohn and the great Krista Ruck, who's the executive producer of sports over at Channel 2 now. And once they figured out that they could trust me, like being in studio, logging games, like that sort of thing, they would send me out. I would field produce. So I actually was one of those people that used to have to chase Michael at the Birdo Center with a microphone. I once actually got a microphone into the window of his car and he stopped and talked to us, which is great. I'm jacked up for this tonight. I didn't think that they'd be able to get it done, but they got it done apparently. 6:30 tonight, NBC Sports Chicago, a documentary on Jordan's I'm Back.
Having basketball, a love story, have a vast majority of it air on Saturday was like the perfect lead in for this, because like a lot of what they showed was more of the older stuff. So you got like into some of like the Magic and Larry, like through there, but you didn't quite get to much of the Jordan. So then like having something like this is like perfect.
Yes. And for sports fans that are craving it, like you want to have something, you're not getting the nightly fix of sports. I think this will help a little bit. It's not the only documentary that you should watch tonight. There's another one that I have a suggestion for, and one of the producers of that documentary is going to join me after a quick timeout. I'll share with you next here on The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
If you watched Jimmy Graham last year, we saw a guy who was a shell of his old self. He doesn't have the speed anymore to get separation. And I don't care if you're not a great blocker when you're playing that position, but be a willing participant. I mean, for crying out loud.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife...